This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the captain with tomorrow's news tonight. Broadcasting from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America and the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the third watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, snowplow drivers, sander drivers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And to the roughnecks up there in Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado, and the Aramco boys over there in Saudi Arabia, thanks very much for what you do to keep America flowing with oil. Now, follow us on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Or go over to Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or on Twitter at Captain's America. Now let's get going here. We got a lot to talk about tonight, and here is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge, and then I think you know where we're going. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded and formed on Judeo-Christian values. We get it. We hope you get it, too. Well, Kyle, we have to talk to begin with about the most unfortunate health situation now of Rush Limbaugh, the number one talk radio host in America, regardless if you're conservative, independent, Republican, Democrat, whatever. He's on more radio stations than anybody else in the country. He's got a huge audience. And today it was disclosed by him on his radio show that he was suffering from lung cancer, acute stage of lung cancer.
That's right, Captain. Everybody was just absolutely shocked earlier today. I believe towards the end of his program, he had said that he had told his staff earlier yesterday as well that he's suffering from advanced lung cancer, had been diagnosed, the news just flashed around the country and around the world, and there's been such an outpouring of love and support and prayers for Rush Limbaugh, certainly an icon and certainly somebody, Captain, who really sort of wrote the book and really changed talk radio into what it is today. He really was the pioneer. And I think I can say people like you and myself, talkers, we wouldn't be here in many respects if it
wasn't
for Rush Limbaugh.
That's correct. And I remember when I first heard him 30 years ago on 77 WABC in New York when I was going through or in New York or whatnot, and he had been announced that he was coming on the radio, and I thought it would be kind of novel to listen to him, and I did, and that was it. I mean, from that point on, I was hooked because he was good. All right, now, enough said about that. Thoughts and prayers, of course, to Rush Limbaugh. We certainly hope that he can beat this, because if little old Ruth Bader Ginsburg is still around after everything that happened to her, then hopefully Rush Limbaugh can be around, too. But anyway, let's talk about this Iowa primary. This is the darndest thing that I've seen since 2012. Now, do you remember 2012 when the Republicans screwed up? They left there that night. Mitt Romney was the winner. Remember that?
Oh, that's right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And about 2 to 3 weeks later, they went, not so fast. We found a whole bunch of inefficiencies here. And it looks like as if Rick Santorum was the winner. They had to change the winner status from Mitt Romney to Rick Santorum. And he had already moved down to South Carolina, but he'd lost all his momentum.
Exactly. That's right. The damage had been done by that time. And because as you come out of Iowa, traditionally, as a candidate, if you can win Iowa or do better than people thought you might do or finish in the top one or two or three, that gives you a bump going into New Hampshire and subsequent primaries. And Rick Santorum didn't get that, the benefit of that. But what we're seeing tonight, Captain, with really no results at all, no official results. There are some precincts that had reported, but out of the some 1,700, it was a drop in the bucket. So what happened, of course, as we know, there's some problem with the app that was used, evidently. There was some problem of getting information sent in telephonically, and now they're going to the paper backup trail, we are told.
Now, wait a minute. They're going to a paper backup trail, all right. The Democratic leaders told some of their precinct captains to take their cell phones and take pictures of the ballot results, and then they were going to drive them to Des Moines. Some of those precincts were 4 and 5 hours away from Des Moines.
That's right. And, of course, there's weather factors that can be involved as well. This is a
snow to the west.
Yeah, and to say this is a major catastrophe for the Democrat Party in Iowa, at the very least, is really an understatement.
But here's the comment that was made, and here is the statement that keeps coming across the television screen. It says, delay in counting the votes due to the integrity of the results. What does that mean? When I see that, integrity of the results, that tells me that there's some numbers in there that don't jibe, which means somebody did something somewhere.
Well, exactly. And evidently there's problems using that app for the precinct commanders, as it were, to log in and send the results and these kinds of things. So the numbers aren't adding up from what we understand. And it is just a major catastrophe. We'll continue with this thing.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida. And Kathy, give him the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations, and since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, and he's hanging on my phone waiting for me to come back. And this portion of the program is always brought to you by Relief Factor. That's Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with nagging pain, many of us have been, at least until we got Relief Factor, arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, ankle pain, knee pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, then let me suggest that you try something called the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start right away. You'll have it in 2 to 3 days from the time you order it. It's only $19.95. And many people, including me, who I've been taking this product for 3 years and 10 months, have found relief right away. Now, I will tell you that it's all natural ingredients. There's nothing in here that's going to hurt you. All that's in there is like vitamin supplements that not only reduce the swelling and the inflammation that you might have with different injuries that you've got that create the pain, but also other things in there which will help you to cope with life, if you will. Now, the other thing is you can go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time, ReliefFactor.com/captain. And check it out. There'll be a little tutorial there, a little 2-minute video. And then order the $19.95 3-week quick start. Give it a try. Do it exactly the way it says. Take it exactly the way it says. And you'll know in a couple of weeks, 3 at the most, whether or not that's going to work for you. So again, ReliefFactor.com/captain. What have you got to lose but pain, right? Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Did you know that Bernie Sanders was not going to go to the State of the Union?
I had not heard that, to be honest.
Well, I just found out about it. It was just a little byline news clicker that came ticking by me here that Bernie Sanders has planned not to go to the State of the Union message.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Perhaps he doesn't want the imagery of him sitting there listening to Donald Trump. But at the same time, though, you know, I think it could work or backfire for him.
Well, let's listen to what the president had to say about Bernie with his surging and the fact that he may have, in fact, won the poll there, the caucus there. But let's listen to what the president had to say here. Let's see here. I just had it, and then the doggone thing just refreshed on me. So let me get on down here again. Okay, I got to keep looking for it. It's got camouflage now. Oh, I see what it is. We got a bunch of new audio that just came in here. So that's what's going on. So I've got new audio. But anyway, the president mentioned Bernie, and there he is, mentioned Bernie. And here is what he had to say about little old Bernie.
Kind of that amount of product, but we'll see what happens. But I think we're doing very well in Iowa. You saw the polls. I'm beating every single one of them.
There are some polls that Joe Biden likes to look at, I know, where he says, I'm the one.
They're old polls. Eight polls that he's leading, and they're old. What's happened, you look at the new Gallup poll today, just came out. We're beating them all, and Joe's going down. I guess Bernie is surging. It's a very interesting, you know, I'm here at this time, and they're all going crazy over there. But we have a rally that's thousands of people outside that can't get in, so it's going to be something. But it seems that Bernie's surging. I don't know who's going to win it.
Now, we don't know who's going to win it because all the candidates tonight, without getting the votes in because of the glitch with the app, or at least that's what we're hearing, the glitch with the app, nobody knows who won, but they're all taking credit. We heard Amy Klobuchar come out, I won. I'm on to New Hampshire. Joe Biden, I won. I'm on to New Hampshire. Elizabeth Warren, I won. I'm on to New Hampshire. Then Bernie, I won. I'm on to New Hampshire. Then out came Mayor Pete, who said not only did he win, but he finished ahead of Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Won what? What the hell? What's going on here? There's no votes that have been counted officially yet in Iowa because the app that they put in place is not working. They're going to have to do it manually.
Well, right. And earlier in the evening, literally, you know, people have been standing around at these campaign headquarters for hours, basically. And Amy Klobuchar is the one.
Well, you know why.
Why is that?
They were all told, well, the results will be a little bit late, but they'll be coming in. That's what they were told.
Yeah. They had this graphic that said results coming soon. But Amy Klobuchar sailed one by the rest of the candidates yesterday when she decided to take advantage of that sort of that downtime, that dead air, basically, and go out and basically give this rousing speech.
She got out there first.
Well, sure. And then all of a sudden, then we heard, okay, Biden's going to come out, Warren's going to come out, and as you mentioned, they all started coming out with their speeches. But here's the thing. We've got the Warren camp saying that they believe that the top three candidates that have won are Buttigieg, Warren, and Sanders.
Well, there's one other little thing here. Who else was caucusing in Iowa last night?
Well, the president was a Republican.
The Republicans, okay. And did you hear about the numbers that the president had at the caucus? They set an all-time record, which they had previously set when Mitt Romney was there. Okay, and even the first time around for the president, the numbers weren't as high. This time, they set their all-time record for the numbers for the people to show up at the caucus, to caucus in the GOP caucus for President Trump. That tells you all you want to know about what's going on.
Well, right. You know, and I put this in the same category, Captain, as those who come out to the rallies, in the sense that there is an excitement that's there. And even though it's a foregone conclusion, President Trump's going to be the nominee, there's still an excitement for them to come out and caucus for their preferred candidate, namely President Trump. And so that does stand in stark contrast to what we saw happen with the Democrats yesterday. And also, I think it's very important to point out that what's happening at not only at the Iowa Democrat Party, but in terms of the Democrat elite as well in Washington, you know, the big party basically, I think that they are absolutely terrified that their party seems to be moving very far to the left in a big way.
Now, did you hear the lambasting that the president took for talking about the fact that he wanted to congratulate the people of Kansas for the great win of the Kansas City Chiefs?
Right, yeah, he misspoke that.
Listen to Joe Biden, and this happened just, 2 days ago.
Anyway, I just wanted you to meet my granddaughter. My other three granddaughters are down in Dubuque with my wife, Jill. And so, in Des Moines. I'm in Dubuque. In Des Moines. And with my wife, Jill. And so...
Okay. He was in Dubuque, and he said Des Moines, and then he got that all screwed around.
Well, right. And the difference, I think, and it's most unfortunate because... You know, it is a sad thing in many ways to see how Joe Biden, how he has changed and these kinds of things, and it's kind of a very sad thing to watch. Other people, especially politicians, people that have to speak extemporaneously for a long periods of time, you can easily make those kinds of errors, but you don't see the president making the kinds of errors that Joe Biden.
He did something else. He snapped at NBC's Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show yesterday.
Who's going to be able to go in and help Democrats win back the Senate?
Has it occurred to you that there's a certain irony here, that here the president is accused of and has acknowledged wanting to get information about your son Hunter and his dealings with Ukraine, and this process of impeachment has ensured that everyone knows about Hunter's dealings with Ukraine?
That's a good thing, and no one's found anything wrong with his dealings with Ukraine, except they say it sets a bad image.
Well, do you agree that it sets a bad image?
And my son said that.
Do you think it was wrong for him to take that position,
knowing
that it was really because company wanted access to you?
Well, that's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about. No one said that. Who said that?
Nobody said that. Who said that? Well, everybody that knows anything, they know why they did that for the son. So they could get access to the father because he was the vice president of the United States in charge of all things Ukraine.
I know. Well, it reminds me, Captain, of the old Shakespearean saying, "Methinks thou dost protest too much." When he started going after her on that, it was completely disproportional to her question. I'm surprised she asked the question, but it was a good question.
Yeah, very much so. And folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Well, the State of the Union speech is coming up tomorrow. What say you?
Well, I think we're going to see a major, major contrast in what the story is now that's coming out of Iowa in terms of course, and what's going on with impeachment, with the expected acquittal on Wednesday. I think you're going to hear the president give a very strong State of the Union in the sense of we've got low unemployment. Opportunity is back. People are back to work. We got better trade deals, all these kinds of things, and it's just getting started.
Okie dokie. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, coming right back. And, you know, we're going to talk about some of the questions you've been hearing in the Senate back and forth. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Topping the political news this hour, a big delay in reporting the final results out of the Iowa caucuses due to inconsistencies. All of the candidates speaking as the votes being tallied. Former Vice President Biden with wife Jill by his side saying, on to New Hampshire. In the headlines this hour, closing arguments wrapping up in the impeachment matter in the Senate, with the final vote set for 4 p.m. Eastern Wednesday. President Trump expected to be cleared of all wrongdoing. Conservative radio talk show icon Rush Limbaugh shocking millions of listeners with the announcement he has advanced lung cancer. Limbaugh, who is 69, used to smoke cigarettes and originally thought he had a heart problem as he had shortness of breath. Turns out it's lung cancer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6999.
Simple free phone call. You can save up to 25% on your bill every month. What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends at Geico. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com. Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, if you go to Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, it'll ask you to type in your zip code so they can see where you're at, and then it'll ask you what they can do for you. And if all you want's a quote on your car or the truck that you're driving or whatever, you can do that. But if you want to find out where your local agency is to talk to an agent, you can do that too. And your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, starting with the car or the truck that you're driving. They also can cover your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, ski-doo, sea-doo. By the way, they've got homeowners and renters insurance too through Geico, and I have my homeowners with my car insurance there, and I get what's called a bundle package and a lower rate, plus I'm a safe driver, so my rates are low, and they get every year, even though they might raise the rate a time or two, I still get that discount in there, so it's like my rates never got raised. And it's been that way for a number of years, and you can have that advantage too. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there and check them out. And when you're there, tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, yesterday, as the impeachment teams were wrapping up their final comments, because today it'll be questions, I understand. This is what the Florida Congresswoman Val Demings, who, by the way, was the former police chief in Orlando, and I've been to some
different things where she was the speaker, and I've heard her speak, and she was reading from a prepared speech. And I'm going to tell you, based on what I've heard her say in the past and the way that I've heard her give things, she did not write this speech. But just listen to some of these words.
Mr. Chief Justice and Senators, over the past 2 weeks, the House has presented to you overwhelming and unconverted evidence that President Trump has committed grave abuses of power that harmed our national security and were intended to defraud our elections. President Trump abused the extraordinary powers he alone holds as President of the United States to coerce an ally to interfere in our upcoming presidential election for the benefit of his own re-election. He then used those unique powers to wage an unprecedented campaign to obstruct Congress and cover up his wrongdoing.
Now, number one, she would never write anything like that because she was never a part of this to begin with. That's number one. Number two, everything she just said is exactly what we know the Democrats did.
Right.
I mean, I'm not making this up. I'm telling the truth. Everything she just said is exactly what we know the American people, the Democrats, did.
Well, right. And you know, a lot of these sort of summations, as it were, of President Trump and the Ukrainian affair and all these things, all start sort of sounding the same because they do kind of sound like they're sort of pre-written talking points in many respects. And it is kind of sad because I think the American people, especially at a time like this, I think they want to hear people come out and say, look, you know, this isn't what they're saying that it is. And the integrity of my office or the integrity of this institution, it just can't be compromised. And so here's what I'm going to do. I'm urging a vote of no if you're not a senator, this kind of thing. Or if you are a senator, you can say, that's why I'm going to vote to acquit the president. This is a ridiculous thing. That's what the American people are craving. That's what they're longing for, Captain, for their elected officials to be able to really say something independent, but unfortunately that's just not the case.
By the way, good morning to LJ, good morning to Terry, good morning to Donna, good morning to Sondi, good morning to JW, good morning to Patrick, good morning to let's see, Allen, Nebraska. By the way, he said that winter's back up there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and good morning to Sam the Paper Man, good morning to Bill, good morning to Chuck. Good morning to Chris. Good morning to Tammy. Good morning to Greg. And that's the people that have been chiming in so far. So we appreciate all of them. And you can do that, too, if you want to go over to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. There's a little message thing on the side there. You got to like the page to do it and then send us a message and then we'll mention you. But anyway, there you go. Now, the other thing, Kyle, that's going on here, and again, as I said, that is not Val Demings talking when I heard that. She just, up until now, she hasn't sounded like that at all. And that's not something that she would do. I believe somebody wrote that speech and gave it to her.
Well, it's a distinct possibility, but as I was saying, I mean, it's you know, I remember Adam Schiff, who drew a lot of criticism, you know, more than usual, when he talked about the idea that somehow the Republicans were told that their heads would be on a pike, quote unquote, you know, metaphorically speaking, of course, if they didn't vote to acquit the president. But that seems, again, Captain, to be the very kind of thing that goes on with the Democrats. I can't imagine that there's not arm twisting and all these things going on when the Democrats, literally, the House managers have come in, wasted everybody's time with this sort of nonsense, and yet cloaked in the notion that this is a big, serious thing. And by the way, just going back to the clip that you just played, well, wait a minute. Didn't the president of Ukraine basically said he felt no pressure?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't coerced by anybody.
No.
And nobody's heard of this except these memo writers or something.
Now, our CDC director has said that they believe there'll be more coronavirus cases expected in the USA. Coronavirus virus really has not slowed down in the world. We're seeing more and more cases in different places now.
That's right. And here's the issue. As we get through the next 7 days, this is going to begin to really start to tell the tale of just the amount of intensity that I think this is going to continue with. Because what they're trying to figure out, from what I understand, Captain, is do you have to be symptomatic? In other words, do you have to exhibit signs of being sick before you can infect another person? You know,
I don't think so.
Exactly. And if that's the case, the 14-day incubation period, coupled with the idea that you don't have to be symptomatic to transmit it, that could be a major factor in how this grows.
All they have to do is sneeze. And by the way, if they advise people now, if you're around someone that's got the flu or whatnot, to wear protective glasses, like the safety glasses, because if they sneeze and it gets in your eye membrane, you can get it that way.
Well, exactly. And I'll tell you, even here in Southern California, the local schools and so forth are telling people they're not taking any chances with this. If your child is sick with flu-like symptoms or anything, or sick with a fever, they got to stay home. Because it's just better safe than sorry. In fact, I talked to my child's school principal just the other night about the notice that they had sent out and so forth. And they're just trying to make sure.
And again, we're running out of time here. Again, folks, thoughts and prayers are needed for our conservative talk radio host, Rush Limbaugh. He's been around for just so many years on the radio. He's been the reason that I'm on the radio, certainly the reason Kyle's on the radio, and many, many more, because of the fact that he was so inspirational to all of us. He started the conservative movement and just turned everything upside down and literally put the liberals right off the airwaves in a lot of cases, because he's the guru of conservative radio, and your thoughts and prayers will be appreciated. And Kyle, tell everybody how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And don't forget, Andy Reid said it would be the greatest honor of his life to go to the White House to meet with the president on the Super Bowl win.
He did, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just great.
And that whole team will show up. You watch and see.
Yep, that's right. I believe you.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. And by the way, when we come back from this break, we got to tell you, we got us another snowstorm going on in the Midwest. And Al's right, there's snow where he's at for sure. And we can see that, and we can see all the other things that are going on here, because we have got this. And I told you about it last night. I told you it was going to be around and develop more in the West. And Richard DeMarine is telling me he's batting down the hatches out there in Oregon, although it seems to have missed past Oregon right now, except for the wind that's probably still around. And the snow that's out there tonight, and we'll get into all of that, goes all the way down to the Mexican border in Texas. Holy smokes. Now that's a storm. All righty. We'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and got a pretty good song lined up for you there. Going to get you tapping your toes and might even be dancing around the cab of the truck. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey!
from Eddie and the Cruisers. It's called Running Through the Fire. There was a movie, Eddie and the Cruisers. They filmed this scene live in Montreal at the rock festival that was going on there. And I'll give you just a little bit more of it. I can play that for about the next 2 hours and a half, I'll tell you, because that's the way music is supposed to be. You can actually understand the words, number one, and you can actually dance to it. That's back in the 70s when that was around. Matter of fact, the early 80s, actually. But Eddie and the Cruisers, that group, there actually was a group, Eddie Wilson, and he was around back in the 70s and early 80s. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your pilot in Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And you'll be pleasantly surprised when you pull into a pilot or a Flying J. If you do it on the third watch, go in there and tell them the captain sent you. You're going to get yourself some good, hot coffee to go. Now, and it's free, by the way. Now, the winter storm that we were talking about yesterday has now centered itself over the southern plains. It will be shifting into the through the northeast for the rest of this week, slowly. Now, there's a band of snow and ice. It's developing along the front, extending from the storm center to the interior northeast from mid to late week. South of this front, severe thunderstorms and heavy rainfall with a risk of flooding are forecast over many of the southern states. But what we got going on right now is right there in the middle of the Rocky Mountains, we've got in Wyoming, a winter storm warning still for most of Wyoming. When you come out of Utah and you're going to be coming out of snow out of Salt Lake and climbing up towards the east, when you hit the Wyoming state line, you're going to be in a winter storm warning all the way across into Nevada. Now, as Al told us, and as I can see, there's snow in Al's backyard tonight across most of the western half of Nebraska tonight. Most of Kansas along I-70, all the way to Kansas City, and even all the way to Columbia, Missouri on I-70, you've got snow tonight, right now. You've got a winter storm watch with winds and snow all the way down to the Mexican border, across two-thirds, the western two-thirds of Texas, down from Oklahoma, central Oklahoma. They're expecting snow in Oklahoma City, Tulsa, up by 44, over towards Joplin, Missouri, and all the way down on an angle, down through Lubbock, and down through Midland, Texas, and into the southeastern part of New Mexico, Ruidoso, and over in that area in the mountains, and then all the way down to the Mexican border, as we speak. Now, there is some winter weather tonight in Arizona, in the higher elevations of Arizona, off to the west and north of Phoenix. Also, the higher elevations to the east of Phoenix, going towards Tucson, you've got some winter weather there right now. Colder temperatures in that area. Winds out in the plains and the desert of California, the higher elevations going towards San Diego, that one mountain range that you get to go over on the way over on I-8, you've got snow there tonight. Got a large patch of fog all the way up from Ontario, California, all the way up to right about, well, let's see, north of Bakersfield, up towards Fresno right now. You've got frost warnings in Nevada tonight along I-80 from about Battle Mountain to Wendover. And you've also got in Utah going up I-15 coming out of Nevada in the mountainous areas there. You've got a winter storm warning still, some additional snow going on. You've got a general snow falling up there in up on Cabbage, down 84, down into Pendleton, and down towards the Hood River Valley and Mount Hood. You've got snow there tonight. Got snow up towards Coeur d'Alene. You got snow across the southwestern and central part of Montana tonight with some high winds along with it. Got some snow out east of Seattle, up on Snoqualmie tonight, and the mountains all the way down south to the Oregon state line. And to the west, to the west of I-5, you've got rain all the way over to the Pacific Coast in Washington State. Now, moving over to the east, in the western part of Kentucky, you've got rain, as well as the southeastern corner of Missouri, some rain there. In Georgia tonight, you've got some light rain showers in the central part of Georgia through Atlanta on down towards Macon. Looks like it's down towards Tifton, Georgia right now. And then you've got some rain and fog mixed up above Atlanta, Kennesaw up to the Tennessee line and over towards the eastern corner of Alabama tonight. So be advised of that. There's a little bit of rain around the Great Lakes tonight. Michigan, northeastern Michigan. I also see some over in the Chicago area. And that's about what you got going on tonight. So there you go. Now think about that for a little bit. And remember, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your friends at your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore, I'll tell you that right now. By the way, taking us out, a little bit more of Eddie and the Cruisers. Eddie and the Cruisers are taking us out to the top of the hour. Hour number two coming up. I'll tell you what. To all the truckers that are out there tonight, be careful. Be careful. Some winter weather out there in the Rockies, I-70, I-80. And don't forget about I-25 north and south too tonight out there coming out of Colorado going up into Wyoming. So be careful with what's going on out there. Weather-wise, because we don't want to hear about anybody. And two, all our buddies up there, Bill up there in Wyoming, thanks very much, Bill, for everything that you do. And for everybody else that's out there working a race tonight, even when you're out there in the Gulf, because I heard from somebody today, thank you very much for what you're doing. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what I heard today at a place I was at, about 150 people there. And you'd be surprised some of what they're talking about right now. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. Hour number two. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert. .com.